1. Please make a list of every possession you consider essential to your life.
Then, Emma. It's a lovely little flat, the agent says, with what could almost pass for genuine enthusiasm. Close to the amenities. And there's that private bit of roof. That could become a sun terrace, subject, of course, to the landlord's consent. Nice, Simon agrees, trying not to catch my eye. I'd known the flat was no good as soon as I walked in and saw that 6-foot stretch of roof below one of the windows. Si knows it too, but he doesn't want to tell the agent, or at least not so soon it'll seem rude. He might even hope that if I listen to the man's stupid patter long enough, I'll waver. The agent's Simon's kind of guy. Sharp, brash, eager. He probably reads the magazine Simon works for. They were exchanging sports chat before we even got up the stairs. And here you have a decent-sized bedroom, the agent's saying, with ample... It's no good, I interrupt, cutting short the charade. It's not right for us. The agent raises his eyebrows. You can't be too choosy in this market, he says. This'll be gone by tonight. 5 viewings today and it's not even on our website yet. It's not secure enough, I say flatly. Shall we go? There are locks on all the windows, he points out, plus a chub on the door. Of course, you could install a burglar alarm if security's a particular concern. I don't think the landlord would have any objection. He's talking across me now, to Simon. Particular concern. He might as well have said, oh, is the girlfriend a bit of a drama queen? I'll wait outside, I say, turning to leave. Realizing he's blundered, the agent adds, if it's the area that's the problem, perhaps you should have a look farther west. We already have, Simon says. It's all out of our budget, apart from the ones the size of a tea bag. He's trying to keep the frustration out of his voice, but the fact that he needs to riles me even more. There's a one-bedroom in Queen's Park, the agent says. A bit grotty, but we looked at it, Simon says. In the end, we felt it was just a bit too close to that estate. His tone makes it clear that we means she. Or there's a third floor just come on in Kilburn. That too. There was a drainpipe next to one of the windows. The agent looks puzzled. Someone could have climbed it, Simon explains. Right. Well, the rental season's only just started. Perhaps if you wait a bit. The agent has clearly decided we're time wasters. He too is sidling toward the door. I go and stand outside, on the landing, so he won't come near me. We've already given notice on our old place, I hear Simon say. We're running out of options. He lowers his voice. Look, mate, we were burgled. 5 weeks ago. 2 men broke in and threatened Emma with a knife. You can see why she'd be a bit jumpy. Oh, the agent says. Shit. If someone did that to my girlfriend, I don't know what I'd do. Look, this might be a long shot, but... His voice trails off. Yes, Simon says. Has anyone at the office mentioned 1 Folgate Street to you? I don't think so. Has it just come on? Not exactly, no. The agent seems unsure whether to pursue this or not. But it's available, Simon persists. Technically, yes, the agent says, and it's a fantastic property, absolutely fantastic, in a different league from this. But the landlord's... To say he's particular would be putting it mildly. What area? Simon asks. Hampstead, the agent says. Well, more like Hendon, but it's really quiet. Em, Simon calls. I go back inside. We might as well take a look, I say. We're halfway there now. The agent nods. I'll stop by the office, he says, see if I can locate the details. It's been a while since I showed anyone around, actually. It's not a place that would suit just anyone. But I think it might be right up your street. Sorry, no pun intended.
Now, Jane. That's the last one. The agent, whose name is Camilla, drums her fingers on the steering wheel of her smile.